This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. A bill that will codify the right to an abortion in Colorado law passed the House today on a party line vote after 3 hours of debate and protests over the weekend. The Democratic bill is meant to ensure ongoing access to abortion in the state in case the U.S. Supreme Court overturns Roe v. Wade. It now moves to the Senate. The Thwaites Glacier in Antarctica is the size of Florida and often referred to as the Doomsday Glacier. If it were to completely melt, sea levels would rise 2 feet. Ted Scambos is a Colorado scientist and one of a few dozen people to step foot on the glacier.
As you get near the coast, these gigantic tears in beautiful patterns, but they span the entire view out the window of the plane to the horizon, of a continent just literally tearing apart and breaking into these city block-sized chunks that are drifting out into the sea.
Scambo says Thwaites continues to melt faster due to climate change. Both directions of I-70 will have periodic closures in the Floyd Hill area over the next 2 days as CDOT crews scale the slopes alongside the interstate to remove loose boulders. The closures will be on and off, starting from 9 a.m. through 3 p.m. Tuesday and Wednesday. Each stop should last about 20 minutes. In the mountains of Summit County, highs in the 30s and 40s. It's sunny right now, mostly clear. Again, sunny tomorrow. Overnight lows 11 degrees. You're listening to CPR News.